which only further emphasizes my point that male sexuality isn't always as simple as we make it out to be. There are many, many different scenarios that can inspire arousal. For some, those might be absolutely terrifying. Oh, you'd be surprised how thrilling some could find them. You know, I bet there's even someone out there in this class who would find an experience that some would find terrifyingly humiliating to be tremendously arousing. I was thinking maybe I should bring one of you gentlemen up to the front of the class. One of you, I think, might be a good candidate for this little illustrative example. Ah, sir. Yeah, you, right there. Why don't you come on up to the front of the class to this chair I have prepared right here? Yes, you. Come on. Why are you looking at me like that? I think you would be perfect. Perfect to be a little example for the classroom. After all those texts you've sent, those assignments you've ignored, this would be a great way to make it up to me and possibly earn a passing grade. So get up here to the front of the class. Sit down right here. So, gentlemen, why did I pick this guy? What's so special about him? Well, you see, this young man, he loves attention. He just can't get enough of it. He can't get enough of mine. Purposely doing things to distract me in class. Obviously texting, not paying attention. You should see the assignments that he submits, gentlemen. Absolutely ridiculous. Ludicrous, even, that I have to take my time to grade this slop. What he's been trying to do is he's been trying to get a rise out of me. Well, now, we're going to get a rise out of him. Because as we can see, by just placing the tips of my fingers across his chest and stroking up to his shoulders, down the sides of his rib cage, feeling his inner thighs. Oh, he's going to start to be fuller, engorged, and erect. To where he just can't help himself. He can't help but get hard. Now go on, take it out. And take your cock out and put your pants down around your ankles. Oh, that's a good boy. Everyone look. He's almost fully hard. Now, I'm going to spit on his cock. Oh, and you're going to stroke, buddy. Look at him.